ओम शांति। 23 मई 2019 थर्सडे। स्लोगन, ट्रू गोप्स एंड गोपीज आर दोज हु फॉरगेट ऑल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ देयर बॉडीज व्हाइल लिसनिंग टू द मुरली ऑफ मुरलीधर। True gopis and gopis are those who forget all the consciousness of their bodies while listening to the murli of Muralidhar. The bhakti is divided in five forms in the path of bhakti. And one of the five forms of bhakti is Madhura bhakti, the others being Shanta bhakti, Datsa bhakti, Vatsalya bhakti, Sakha bhakti. One of the highest forms of divine love, one of the highest forms of bhakti is Madhura bhakti, where the soul thinks itself as female and Supreme Soul as male. So it's a relationship of beloved and lover. It's a relationship of wife and husband. So this form of bhakti is one of the highest forms of bhakti, and the most celebrated examples of Madhura bhakti is the bhakti of all the gopis and Shri Krishna, that is described in Bhagavat Puran in great detail, Srimad Bhagavata. Now these gopis are lost in love of their beloved Krishna. So Baba is saying, true gopis and gopis are those who forget all the consciousness of their bodies while listening to the murli of Muralidhar. And it is shown that whenever Shri Krishna would play his flute, the gopis would get enchanted, the gopis would get mesmerized. They would forget all the consciousness of their bodies, whatever they are doing. They would become totally oblivious of those things, totally forgetful of everything around. If suppose somebody is filling water in the pitcher, the water is overflowing and she doesn't know. She is applying collyrium in her eyes, that is going somewhere else. So it is shown they are disturbed or they are mentally unbalanced stage the moment they listen to the murli. So that was the magnetic or mesmerizing effect of that flute that is shown there. They all were in madly in love with Shri Krishna. So that was the madness of divine love. That was the insanity of that divine love, where they were so much lost in Shri Krishna that they had no knowledge about the world. They were totally forgetful of everything. Such was their love for that murli. And it was not just one gopi, it's almost all the gopis were like that. So that's an example which is given in the scripture, and whatever that is given in the scripture must have risen somewhere. And it has its origin now here in the confluence age. And who are those gopis? We are the gopis and we are those gopis. And what is that murli? That gyan is that murli. And who is the murlidhar? God himself is the murlidhar. And what happens to the gopis and gopis when they listen to the murli? They forget the consciousness of the body. So that is the result. It is not just the gross thing which is shown in the scripture, but it is something which is happening now. It is shown in the folklores that Shri Krishna is sending Uddhav to take this talk of gopis, what is happening to them. And when that Uddhav arrives in Vrindavan, he sees the maddened stage of all the gopis. He finds that some gopi is playing flute. He sees that somebody is dancing. He finds that somebody is carrying the cloth, yellow silk cloth of Shri Krishna, and caressing it. Somebody is singing the glory of Shri Krishna. Somebody is behaving like Shri Krishna. So he looks at them and he tells them, "What are you doing?" So they tell Uddhava that we are remembering Shri Krishna because he has left us and we love him so much. So he tries to explain them that Shri Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is rather the incarnation of God. But they hate to attach any adjective to Shri Krishna. They don't want him to be God. They don't want him to be an incarnation. They don't want him to be the king of Dwarika. They don't want him to be the sermonizer of Gita. They don't want him to be a politician. They don't want him to be any one of these things, those things. For them, he is their beloved. For them, he is their heart of hearts. For them, he is their sweetheart. So they don't want to attach any of the adjectives to his name. And they show to Uddhava that here is the mountain of Govardhan where he lifted it. Here is that river Yamuna where he killed the snake Kaliya. Here is the place where he killed so many demons. And so many, he carried out his divine activities. So that Uddhava is surprised to see their stage, and he tries to explain them. Or rather, he is a little egoistic about his knowledge. And he wants to tell them that you are remembering so much, but he is so happy there. He doesn't know about you. He is not even, he mentioned about you even once. He is so happy as a king. He has so many queens there. You all are here, but you don't know he has queens. He has 16,108 queens. You are not aware of that. He is so happy in his family. So he feels that gopis would feel bad when he will inform them that he is happy and they are missing him so much. So the moment the gopis listen to him and they say, "Oh, he is so happy. Our happiness is in his happiness. And please don't mention about us to him because otherwise he will become sorrowful." The moment he will get to know that we are unhappy, we are missing him so much, we don't want him to know about our unhappiness. So please don't convey that. And when you will return back, please carry this butter for him because he used to love butter so much. So they give him butter, all of them, and with that butter he arrives in Dwarika. And the moment he arrives in Dwarika, it's shown that Shri Krishna is taking his food. But then the moment he hears that he has come, he rushes to receive Uddhava, and he asks the maids to wash his feet with water, and he takes that water and drinks it. And he tells Uddhava, "Because you had been to the land of Vrindavan, and that is the so holy land, and there all the gopis are residing. So this, your feet have become so pure, so let me drink the water." And he drinks that water and he asks, "You must have brought something, because all the gopis who are there, they are the embodiment of pure love. They represent the highest level of spirituality. The love of gopis is not the physical love. It's not the lustful love. It is rather the highest form of spirituality and human being can reach to. That they are the summit, the highest point of love of God. So each one of them represent that highest form of love of God. That is the highest form of human consciousness. The Chaitanya has reached the highest form. The highest form of human consciousness is the love of gopis. So that's how the divine love of gopis is celebrated. So their love is not selfish. Their love is unconditional. Their love is pure. Their love doesn't want anything in return. That is love for love's sake. Swami Vivekananda has mentioned about the triangle of divine love in one of his lectures in America. He said, and he has also mentioned gopis in that love. He said the divine love, it doesn't ask anything in return. Divine love means it doesn't ask anything in return. It just wants to give. That is one of the factors of divine love. It doesn't want anything in return at all. Second, divine love is absolutely selfless. It doesn't want anything for itself. It wants to give. It is selfless and it is love for love's sake. You love me, then I will love you. It's not like that. It is love for the sake of love. It is absolutely pure, unconditional. So, these gopis, they represent the highest form of human consciousness, where everything is done only for the beloved. So that memorial is our memorial in the scriptures. So true gopis and gopis are those who forget the consciousness of the body. Now this is the highest thing about divine love. So divine love is something where there is no body consciousness. All human love is filled with and loaded with body consciousness. Divine love is the only love which has got not even an iota of body consciousness. It is such a pure form of soul consciousness. And that's why it is the highest. So, there are a few more things here. The gopis are listening to Murli. And when they listen to Murli, what's happening? Losing body consciousness. When they listen to Murli, what's happening? They forget the world. They forget the body. What else? They forget everything which is around. They forget actions. Their own actions. Okay. What else? Some of them start crying. And what happens? They have hair on end, romance, and what happens? Some of them starts trembling, shivering. These all eight forms are known as Ashtasatvik Bhav. We had a class on that Ashtasatvik Bhav also long back. There are eight different types of feelings and emotions which are arisen in divine love. When one is lost in the divine love, what all things happen? Somebody starts crying, somebody starts trembling, hair stand on end. Many things happen. Somebody faints, bhav samadhi. Somebody is lost. So all those things happen. So when they listen to Murli, these all things happen. What happens when we listen to Murli? Are we so much intoxicated? Just as these gopis are intoxicated, are we intoxicated in the similar manner? Probably not. Do we have that much love for Murli? They would swing, some of them would start dancing, swinging, dancing, singing. So So that was the effect of Murli on gopis and gopis. What was the effect? This Murli has effect not just on gopis, but even on those cows. Once that King Kansa, he takes away all the cows and he plays the flutes and they come back. So even the flute is influencing the cows. The flute is influencing that mountain Govardhan. The flute is influencing those cowherd boys, gopis. The flute is influencing the atmosphere, the birds, snakes. How did he charm? He brought under control by his flute. So that flute has got so much importance. So what is that flute? It is the Murli. And which is that Murli? It's a Gyan Murli. It's the knowledge. So just as those gopis had intoxication, we should be intoxicated like those gopis. So this is one of the beautiful Swaman self-respect, to think that I am gopi. And it is not just thinking, but to feel it very deeply, that I am that gopi. So throughout the day, keep on feeling that I am gopi and experience that pang of separation, viraha agni, the fire of separation. That where is he? Why is not coming? Why is not near me? One thing everybody will have to agree, that we are not close to Baba very much. We are far away from him. He is there and we are here. Though we are doing classes, listening classes, narrating Murli, listening Murli, writing Murli, doing his job, doing his seva, staying in Madhuvan, but still we are far, far away from him. Is it true? One has to agree this. We are not very near to him. We are not walking with him. Our stage is not like those of gopis. Murli hardly has any effect upon us. Why? That intoxication is not there. Probably somewhere that divine love has reduced. There's mention of Gopi Gitam in Bhagavat, which mentions that those gopis are dancing and doing that Rasleela with Sri Krishna, and suddenly it disappears and they start singing that Gopi Gitam. It's very big in Sanskrit. So in that they mention, where are you, where are you, we are missing you. It's also just as somebody kills somebody. You also have killed us and we are dead because you are gone. They have very, very intoxicating Gopi Gitam, which is mentioned in Bhagavatam. So that shows their separation, their love for Muralidhar and Murli. So our love for Murli and our love for Muralidhar should be like that. We should be eager, like that Chatrak bird, to drink every drop of it. Tapakathamritam. They say, your Murli, your words, your songs, your story is a kathamritam. It's like nectar. Tapta jivanam. We are burning in desires. We are burning in passion. Our whole life is a fire. Kaviviraditam. Your story has been sung by all the poets. Kalmashapaham. It is something that removes the blemish on our life, the kalank, the kalmash. Shravanamangalam. It is so auspicious to hear you, your words. Bhuvigrunantite bhuridajana. So they sing the Gopi Gitam and they express their sorrow, their suffering, how they are missing that Murli. Are we missing Murli? So the love for Murli and the love for Murlidhar should be like that. Intense love for God, intense love for his words, his knowledge. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, Baba takes you on his eyelashes. And what are the eyelashes? Knowledge, Gyan. Gyan is the eyelash of God. That is such a new thing. He takes you on his eyelashes. And what are the eyelashes? This Gyan is the eyelashes. So how to increase the love for Murli? What should we do so that the love for Murli increases? Yeah? What should be done? Any method? Whatever, to whatever extent we love him now, we should love him more. How to do that? Anyone? Divorce the old world that has come in today's Murli. Okay, what else? But how that will make you love God more, his Murli more? How to love his Murli more? By reading it. What else? Importance. How to understand the importance of Murli? First, understand what is Murli. It's not just knowledge. There's so many things in that. It's a God's elevated version. What is Murli? There can be 100 definitions of Murli, or even more than that. What is Gyan or what is Murli? There can be, somebody had taken out about 500, more than that once. So what is Murli? First understand the importance and then have a method, proper method to grasp it. Reading Murli, listening Murli, imbibing. We had once made that, no? Mnemonic, M-U-R-L-I. Murli means Manan. What you have to do for Murli is, M is, you have to do Manan. In today's Murli also Baba said, those who are serviceable, they will do Chintan. What Chintan? How I live this body. That's different. So, Murli means, you have to do Chintan about it. You have to churn it. You have to reflect on each and every point of knowledge. Contemplate, cogitate, meditate, reflect. Then Murli means you is understanding it. Try to understand it on its depth. And then reading and revising it. Read Murli and revise it. Read it, revise it. Multiple time, multiple readings are necessary. Single reading is not enough. You have to keep on reading it so many times. And reading it from different angle. Not that the same. Some people say that we read Murli 5 times. But they don't remember anything. Nor they grasp anything. Because the reading method is wrong. The technique is wrong. Form some new technique to study. So that you can grasp it. So that you can remember it. So that you can memorize few points. So that you can convert that text into drill. Which you can practice during Amrit Vela. You can make some practical application of it. And then L is listening. How do we listen? The gopis are losing the consciousness of the body. Do we? And I imbibe it. Dharan karna. So Murli means Manan. Murli means understanding. Murli means reading and revising. Murli means listening. Our definition of Murli is just confined only to one thing. Reading. Listening. Not even listening. Hearing. It's coming from here and going from here. So that is what we are doing. Imbibing. Okay, so learn the art of listening the Murli, imbibing Murli, understanding Murli, and become the true gopis and gopis of Gopi Vallabh. Om Shanti.